with the spread of the Jews throughout the Roman Empire, there came the first organized wave of anti-Semitism. The spokesman for this anti-Semitism in about the year 45 was a Greek who lived in Alexandria by the name of Appion. And he wrote a book. In that book, the book is Julius Streicher, and I mean, Streicher copied the book word for word. In the book, he said that Jews eat non-Jews every year, eat them. They drink their blood, that it's a commandment that Jews should cheat non-Jews, that all of the canards, all of the libels. You saw that ad in this week's Times from the B'nai B'rith, from the Anti-Defamation League, to King Fahd, the representative of Saudi Arabia to the United Nations in December 1984, said from the rostrum that every Jew is commanded to drink the blood of a non-Jew once a year. No one said anything. It's 1984 from the rostrum of the United Nations. And that's what Appion said over 1900 years ago. The anti-Semitism stemmed from many, many different motives, jealousy and everything else, but that really makes no difference. But it created an atmosphere. The Roman orator Cicero was a terrible anti-Semite, said terrible things about the Jews. And it became fashionable in the Roman Empire to be anti-Jewish. That's the climate that we always have to worry about. We cannot expect that we will repeal the rule that Esav hates Yaakov. That we will not be able to do. But in certain societies, it is not fashionable to state the rule publicly. But when it becomes fashionable and perfectly allowable to state it publicly, and that becomes the norm, so then troubles are not far behind. And that's what happens here. Appion's books and speeches were of such a nature that civil war broke out in Alexandria between the Jews and the non-Jews. And that civil war would continue on and off for almost the next century until the Jewish community was finally destroyed. Later, a generation later, and we'll talk about him next time, the Jewish historian Josephus Flavius wrote a book, the first apologia, the first book of apology, the first Jewish answer to the words of Appion. He called it Contra Appion, against Appion, in which he defended the Jewish people and the Jewish religion. And in its time, it made a great impression. And it served as a stirring defense against the anti-Semitic canards of this man, Appion. But all of this created the climate. And the Jews finally were convinced in the end of the reign of Nero, they were convinced that the Roman Empire was falling apart and that there was a chance now to strike on behalf of Jewish freedom. And that began in the year 64. The main war would be from the year 66 to 70, but the total time of the war is from the year 64 to 73, 9 years. The most protracted and bloody war that the Romans ever fought, and a war that would cost the Jewish people millions of casualties. And probably until the time of Hitler was the greatest Holocaust that was perpetrated against the Jewish people, this 9-year war. Unfortunately, many, many of the casualties were caused by Jews themselves. Let's get the cast of characters in tonight, at least. The leaders of the Jewish rebellion were very tough people. As you